Travel continues all summer long at Jesse Brown's. This is Bill Barty saying that if you have an adventure trip, vacation, travel destination on your list with sun protection concerns, comfortable footwear needs, or you just need advice, then stop by Jesse Brown's Outdoors, because if you're going somewhere, then start with us at Jesse Brown's.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and once again, it's time for the Southern Women's Show.
Unbelievable.
Just did that, didn't we?
It seems like it.
No, maybe that was the spring show. One of them shows.
It'll be coming up shortly anyway, August 23, 24, 25. But before we delve into the happenings over there, or maybe we should include one of the happenings over there, it's the ever-popular appearance of our Charlotte firefighters at that program. And it gives us an opportunity here at the Carolina Outdoors, Don Yeager right there, Bill Barty right here, to talk a little bit and to plant the seed of thinking a little bit more about fire safety. So that can mean not only in your home, but it can also mean on a camping trip. And fortunately this year, we've had a very wet spring and summer to a degree. So we haven't had any non-burn bans happening on our camping areas, whether it be in Pisgah, Nantahala, or that sort of thing. But also, Don, I don't know if you knew this or not, but they have been practicing football, and when they start doing all of that, that means that tailgating season is right around the corner too, and how we can be safe around our cookers, our grills, and that sort of thing.
Don't set your car on fire when you're tailgating.
Exactly. So those are
that can cause a row in the parking lot.
Those are some of the things to think about and talk about. So, with all of that being said, we're going to head out to Station 17 of the Charlotte Fire Department stations and bring on Todd Pearson, firefighter for Charlotte, onto the Carolina Outdoors. Todd, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's awesome to have you, especially with the theme of the Carolina Outdoors, to take a little bit of time and talk to you about maybe some of the most common things in our household that we can pay attention to in regards to fire safety.
Well, the first thing we want to remember is we want to check our batteries, our smoke detectors, twice a year. So every time the time changes, we want to be changing our batteries in our smoke detectors. And if you don't have a smoke detector, you can call the Charlotte Fire Department, and we can provide you one.
And that's something especially newsworthy because they had a terrible fire up in Pennsylvania in the past week. And that was one of the things that they said. Five children were killed in that fire. But one of the things that they did not have were appropriate or working fire alarms to warn anyway. And Todd, so that's a great thing to bring up. The other thing maybe is to have a plan. If a fire pops up in your house, the alarms are going off to find your way out. But with
that's correct. So, that's correct. You want to find have a family plan, a meeting place outside, and a plan for someone to call 911. We don't want to go back into a house after the fire started to get pets or anything like that. Let the firemen do that when they get on scene. Just know that once the first truck arrives, wherever your meeting place is, meet with that company officer getting off that rig and let them know, hey, my family pet's still inside or whatever. Let them be the ones to go in. Let them be the ones, because they have the turnout gear and the equipment necessary to do so.
Now, you guys have incredible response times. What can you give us any idea what the average response time is on a house fire?
I'm not sure what our average response time is. I don't have those numbers in front of me. I can tell you that we have a set time that we have to be on the rig and out of the station once the alarm hits. So that helps. And also in the city of Charlotte, we're dispatched by GPS. So it used to be old ways is every fire station had its own what we call still alarm area. So it had its own area that responded in. Well, as technology grew, now we're dispatched by GPS. So it only picks the closest company to respond to the call. So it doesn't matter if we're across town and not in our area. If a call comes out and we're the closest truck, it's going to pick us up for the call.
Well, it's remarkably quick, and hats off to that system and everybody that makes it work, because it does not take long for the fire department to show up. Of course, we just saw it had that big tragedy out in Ballantyne, and they were there in just a matter of minutes, and to deal with that situation. But it's just incredible how quick it can happen and all. But you're exactly right. Things like smoke detectors make more difference than anything, don't they?
Yes, sir, they do. You know, when it comes to fire, fire can spread very quickly in a short amount of time. So the faster you're aware of what's going on and the faster you can get out of the house, that's the best thing, and to make sure everyone's out of the house. And that's why we need to plan in place, so if that unfortunate does happen to you, then you have that plan to get out and have a meeting place in the yard so everybody can get together and count heads, per se, and know that everyone's out of the house.
That's right, and not a bad thing to practice that maybe twice a year when you change those batteries.
Correct. That's awesome.
Todd Pearson is our guest. He's a firefighter out of Station 17 here with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's on the Carolina Outdoors. And Todd, take us outside. Of course, us being the Carolina Outdoors and summertime being in effect, but fall being right around the corner, two popular camping times. Do you have advice for us? Because we love to have a campfire and love to roast our beanie weenies on the fire or do our s'mores or all that sort of thing. But can you give us some advice on handling an outdoor fire?
Well, one of the best things is, you know, never leave an untended fire. So if you have a fire going, never leave it. If you're going to leave it, put it out. And with that being said, you always want to have a water source nearby, whether it be a 5-gallon bucket, or a hose pipe or something. You want to have a, you know, way to put the fire out quickly nearby if you're ever burning.
Good advice to be had for all of our Carolina Outdoor listeners and the outdoor guys included. But speaking of fire, it always gets hot over there at the Southern Women's Show when the firefighters take the stage. So many of our listeners may be thinking firefighters, women's show, those two things don't necessarily go together.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well, they Todd, tell us how firefighters and the Southern Women's Show goes together.
So what we do at the Charlotte Fire Department is Firefighters Burns Children Fund, and that's why we're there. So we get up on stage, and I believe Academy Sports this year is going to be one of our sponsors. So the guys will be modeling some of their workout clothes and stuff like that. And then we get into our T-shirts, and they dress up in their fire gear and put T-shirts on, and then members of the audience bid on the T-shirts. And that money is raised for the Burns Children Fund, which goes to children that have been burned there in the hospital to support the families, whether it be gas money, a place to stay, food, anything they need. And it also goes to any burn, you know, children that's been burned in the past. We do a scholarship, and so they can enter to get that. And so then that money goes towards the scholarships also. So all this money is proceeds go straight into the Burns Children's Fund.
Well, that's a great cause, and of course there's nothing more tragic than a burnt child, and you know, all the things that go with that, skin grafts and so forth, and that's a prolonged set of treatments, that's for sure. And it's wonderful that you guys can help out with that.
Yes, sir. We have, you know, we do Charlotte and some of the surrounding area. So we cover quite an area. And a lot of people don't know that because it is a chapter fed. So if, let's say, Gaston County had a chapter, then we could help them and they could help us if we needed such. And so we tried to help out anyone that calls and if they have a child that's been burned. So we visit numerous burn centers around North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, you know, to support those victims.
So the Southern Women's Show is August 23, 24, 25. It's going to be held at the Charlotte Convention Center. The Friday and Saturday times are 10 to 7. On Sunday, 10 to 5. Todd, when is the Firefighters Fashion Show? Because everybody wants to make sure that they make it out for that.
We will be there. We go on stage at 5:30. We have the last time slot that Friday and Saturday. However, we will be there a little early, and we'll probably stay a little after our show selling shirts. So if you don't get there to bid on a shirt, we will have the shirts for sale and to the public. So come out and see us. We may have some other things besides shirts, too, this year. I think they were looking into getting some cuffs and some other things. So come out and see us and get you a T-shirt.
It's an awesome time for everybody, as long as no alarms go off and everybody doesn't have to rush off the stage to go out on a call. But it's been so popular for I don't know how many years at the Southern Women's Show, but that's included with other things they have going on over there, like a mother-daughter look-alike contest, which is going to be hosted by Ramona Holloway right down the hall with 107.9 The Link. Also, they're going to have some Dancing with the Stars on hand, as well as American Idol winner Taylor Hicks. They're all going to be there. But the ever-popular firefighter fashion show seems to be the star each and every year. And you've heard of Pass the Hat for the Children's Burn Fund. During this, they pass the fire helmet to raise a little bit of money as well. And, Todd, before we let you go, I need to bring up there is also a recruitment booth that's going to be on hand. So I guess Charlotte Fire is continually recruiting new up-and-coming firefighters to join the force.
Yes, sir. We will have a booth set up at the convention center at the Southern Women's Show, and it'll be set up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there will be a member of our recruitment staff staffing it all 3 days. So if you need any information or want any information about becoming a firefighter for the city of Charlotte, like I said, please come on out, and they'll be glad to talk to you about it.
Todd Pearson from Station 17, Charlotte Fire Department, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here from Jesse Brown's and letting us know about the appearance out at the Southern Women's Show, August 23, 24, 25. You can go to the website to check out more about that. But also, thank you for what you do, being quick on those calls, showing up so that when we are in need, we have somebody to lean on just that way. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.